Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
The great Tony Bruno.
Yeah. Woo!
Absolutely. By the way, you know, you noticed the great Phil Almquist playing that song, and you know why? You know who sang that song?
Zip.
Garbage.
Garbage.
Garbage. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Man. Garbage. Yeah. With the lead singer is Shirley Manson. That song back in 1995.
What's interesting
to note is that Joe Biden calling everybody garbage and the song Garbage.
Not a joke.
I mean, the song, I'm not only happy when it rains, Stupid Girl.
Yes.
Yeah,
if you look at the lyrics to Stupid Girl, Garbage is talking about Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
How, talk about ironies.
How dare they?
Read the lyric. No, I'm not making it up. For real. As Joe Biden would say, you pretend you're high, pretend you're bored, pretend you're anything just to be adored. What you need is what you get. Don't believe in fear. Don't believe in faith. Don't believe in anything that you can't break. Stupid girl, all you had, you wasted. All you had, you wasted. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, digging deep into the recesses of a brilliant mind to tell you that actually Joe Biden was talking about taking shots on the way out
for
a guy being dumped to the side of the road like trash at K&A. That's what Joe Biden did to Kamala Harris. He brought out the garbage. Take out the trash. Yakety yak. Don't fall back. All that other stuff. We're not getting this kind of next level analysis anywhere else, ladies and gentlemen.
That's why we have Tony Bruno on for this sort of commentary that you can only get weekdays at 8:30 on Wednesday morning. Kale and Company.
By the way, has the Philly Voice or South Philadelphia Review made its report to endorse Kamala Harris yet in Philly?
No, but the Philadelphia Inquirer did, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm shocked.
Oh, I know.
All 12 people who pay for subscriptions ought to be really excited.
Wow.
Spike Lee.
But my favorite paper. Yes, Spike Lee. Well, Spike Lee is everywhere.
Yeah.
By the way, last night the Yankees won, and I know that's a big story for a lot of people. But did you see the play where the people in the outfield?
Do we have that?
That's going up.
Yeah.
Phil, it's unbelievable.
There's a slow motion video. Yeah, let's
slow
play
slow motion video.
Yeah,
yeah,
Phil,
this is unbelievable.
There we go. All right, so there it is. I mean,
other dude.
No, wait. Yeah, it's just some guy's thing. So just play the video.
Yeah. So, I mean, he literally yanks it out of his glove. Look at this.
Right out of his glove.
The glove is there, and they open the glove up and reach in and take it out.
I know.
Tony, if this had happened in Philadelphia, it would have been national news today, right?
We would have been called white trash.
Look,
a lot of times they would be correct.
Look at that guy. He's double chin. Like, he's just like, he just looks like every Bronx yahoo, doesn't he?
Yep.
Ugh.
Yep.
Vinny from Queens.
I was live tweeting during the game last night, and I said, whose sphincters are tighter? And this is when the Yankees were down early in the game. Because, they had to win or it's go home.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so I said, whose sphincters are tighter, the Yankee fans, the Yankee players, or Fox Sports think worrying about a four-game sweep in the World Series?
Just say
bad
that.
For business.
Way bad for business.
Can you imagine?
A
lot of people are watching this. You know, it's the two big markets, Yankee, New York. But imagine if the Yankees had been swept. Give them credit. Meanwhile, the Dodgers were picking volunteers from the stands to go out and pitch in a game that meant nothing to them because they'd rather go home and clinch it.
Yep.
Give the Yankees credit, though. They were batting against guys who were guys in the stands that they found with a Dodger jersey on and threw out there last night.
Amazing. That video of that guy is just, that's going to live in infamy. I've never seen somebody, like, he physically tries to remove the ball from his glove.
If I recall, that happened like 25, 30 years ago at a Yankee game. That was the Yankees-Orioles, I think in the late 90s, where something like that happened at the fence. Yeah, you can look it up. Bruno, I want to get your thoughts.
And the Yankee players were arguing arguing that it wasn't fan interference.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Talk about bias.
Yeah.
So let's try to make sense of what's going on, because you're in a different place where there's much better election, you know, day protocol. Florida, after their disaster 24 years ago, has gotten it right. Yesterday, all hell's breaking loose. We've got stories coming from Bucks County. Then we go up to Quakertown. We've had stuff in Montgomery County. We've got a lady being arrested in Delco. We've got people trying to.
I got her name, by the way.
Yeah,
Val. I have the name of the person that was arrested.
Yes.
Pam Janvey, Pam Janvey, one of the, quote, voter protection broads, the one who looked like one of the, who's the purple character that comes over?
Barney?
Tinky Winky? She could be, could have been Bernie, but Tinky Winky, who was the purple guy on the, that came over the mountain in the morning? That crazy show, the kids show, remember? There was Tinky Winky and Poe.
Oh,
the Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
She was the purple Teletubby. The woman in purple, not the woman and lady in red. The woman, Pam Janvey, she's been identified as the voter protection person that was out
Democrat
there harassing
here.
People.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh,
so we were talking about my friend from Delco, and
yes.
That's Val
right.
Bianconiello.
Yes. So
yes.
are you hearing, and my point of this is, I mean, A, I want to get your thoughts on what's going on in your old hometown, but is
right.
any of this stuff happening in Florida where you're seeing these videos that pop up on social media where presumably Republican supporters are being dealt with ridiculous nonsense, like lines being cut off?
Of course not.
Okay.
No, I went out, I voted early last week. I went out, I got my sticker right here, Lee County Votes. Yes, Trump, straight Republican ticket. Not because I'm a Republican, because I want the message. I don't just want Kamala Harris to lose. I want her humiliated. I want her degraded. I want her to move on and then go do the Joe Biden podcast and go to him after she loses the election. This is the dumbest election in history. There has never been a candidate in my life. And I'm saying this as a lifelong Democrat who grew up in Philly and only knew Democrats since the year I was born. And the fact that she is actually in this race proves just how stupid the voters are. And it's not my style to criticize females, but women who vote for Kamala Harris need to have their heads examined. I hope that if she wins, that she promises mental health help to all of the people who voted for her, when they realize what they elected. And I'll tell you one thing, here in Florida, no problem. It's amazing. This used to be ground zero for the worst voting practices in America, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This
is ground zero. Hanging Chads, hanging Jeremy's, hanging the Gardens of Babylon. We got everything hanging down here.
Yeah,
baby. And when you go to the beach, you'll see a lot of things hanging
yeah.
down here.
Yeah.
And you know, now it's going to be 88 degrees here today.
Oh, stop.
Nice.
I'm not making, that's a little too hot for me.
Yeah,
we still have the air conditioner.
Yeah,
77.
We still have the air conditioner on all day long here.
Oh,
it's an outrage.
It is.
I got to get the climate activists down here. You know, Greta Thunberg is no longer a climate activist. Now she's a pro-Hamas person. Well, she's whoever pays her the most money to go out and protest. Remember, she was, how dare you,
yeah.
climate guru.
Yeah. And as Tony Bruno once famously said in the early days of this program.
Just give me the damn
yes.
five-day forecast and try to be accurate.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Eagles Sunday, 4:25, as I mentioned,
yeah.
you know, it's going to be Halloween weekend. People are already going out. There are people in Philadelphia going out dressed as actual, like, voters, but, you know, in Bucks County. And speaking of white trash.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there any more white trash than Joe Biden, his white trash wife,
Aww.
And his entire white trash family?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I mean, they're white trash.
His wife's a Philly girl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Willow Grove native.
White trash. Is she garbage
or
white trash? I think that's a poll question. Put it up on the poll.
Yeah.
Come on, Phil.
Let's go to the poll. It's all about the polls. These polls never close early, Tony. Yeah, you mentioned the Rogan podcast. So how about that? So Trump does 3 hours. Kamala's campaign reportedly says, well, we'll do 60 minutes, but there are stipulations. Rogan's like, no, we're going to do it my way. It goes how long. And by the way, it's not like Trump said, I'll do 3 hours. It just happened to go 3 hours. There's no shot clock on this interview. There's no game clock. And then J.D. Vance says, you know what? The hell with Kamala. I'll jump on. Everybody will do Rogan except for Kamala.
You know, and that got me in trouble yesterday because a person I used to work with, Lisa Guerrero at Fox, when I was there doing the Best Damn Sports Show in the early 2000s, Lisa was an update woman who would do a minute update during the show. And I had never had problems with Lisa Guerrero. You know, she used to be a journalist. She's done some good work. But she tweeted yesterday the dumbest tweet you'll ever see. And, you know, she considers herself a journalist. Mm-hmm. And she is. But she not anymore, because she's just another far-left lunatic who lives in L.A. and lives in the bubble. And again, I don't care who she votes for, but when you put journalist on there, and then I don't know if you saw the tweet, she tweeted out basically saying that Kamala Harris doesn't have to, Joe Rogan has to go to Kamala Harris.
No, he doesn't.
Why would Kamala Harris go to Texas and Austin? I mean, you know, there's no way she should do that. Meanwhile, you know, as you mentioned, everybody goes to Austin to sit down with Joe. And I'm no Joe Rogan honk. You know, the guy's wacky, but, you know, he's powerful. Again, he's not even a journalist. He's a guy who sits down and talks to anybody. You know, he's a conspiracy theorist. He'll talk to anybody. But the fact that Lisa Guerrero, who out there is on Entertainment Tonight doing 1 minute sound bites, you know, and again, that's God bless her. I don't care. I'm not downgrading her career or her life. But she came after me after I was one of the many people who happened to see her tweet about how that Joe Rogan, you know, Kamala Harris doesn't need to go to Joe Rogan. She doesn't need to go see him. She's busy. She's the vice president of the United States. And the reason why she didn't go is because she knows she can't sit down for more than 10. Remember, Bret Baier was supposed to be a half an hour, and then mm-hmm. he did 20 minutes, mm-hmm. and then she flamed out and left. Do you think Kamala Harris could sit down? She couldn't even make it on Club Shay Shay. I mean, she said the same thing twice. And by the way, and I love Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
I mean, how does he get those pants on? We talk about painted on jeans on women.
Can I play?
Does he buy his suits one size too small, or does he wash them and then and hang and dry them?
Phil, can we play a clip from her on with the Club Shay Shay podcast with Shannon Sharp?
I've been to Club Shay Shay. They threw me out into the alleyway after hours.
This is cut 7.
Yeah, is that down on Delaware Avenue?
I think so. Yeah,
Fishtown.
Where they talk about black men needing to vote for her. Mm-hmm. This is cut 7. Phil, go. Uh-oh.
Clip 7. Club Shay Shay.
Club Shay Shay.
Shannon Sharp.
She didn't even have any vodka. She didn't even have any cognac.
Well,
she's a fraud.
I guess we don't have it.
No.
But yeah,
no.
How can you not?
You got two bottles of cognac sitting there, and Kamala Harris, who was getting drunk on beer with Gretchen Whitmer, did not even take a shot of Henny, hen dog sitting on the table.
I love some hen dog. But, you know, this is what I said yesterday when she apparently turned down, you know, the whole Rogan thing. And by the way, Austin, Texas is, you know, very bluish, progressive.
Oh, yeah.
This would have been a perfect spot for her to do the interview, then go out and campaign.
And she was there.
Right, and she was
Houston. She was in Texas.
Yeah.
She was in Texas just last week, the same day that Trump was in Texas.
Yeah.
She was up there pumping up the guy that's running against Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes there. And here's the part. If you're going to say, well, you know, she's too busy to go to Austin. Meanwhile, she flew all the way out to L.A. from Washington to go on Call Me Daddy. Remember that
Call Me point.
Daddy
That's
podcast?
A great point. That is a great point.
I just try to use logic here.
Yeah.
If you use your common sense, then you figure these things out easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just, it's not...
Well,
honking for a candidate. I'm not a journalist anymore. So I can say whatever I want. But when you're a journalist and you put journalist in mm-hmm. and you're making comments on social media about how she doesn't have to go to Joe Rogan has to go to her.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, And that's stupid.
I agree. And I said this yesterday, and Dawn and Greg both disagreed. I said, if you, so Gretchen, you want to sit down and have a staged beer at a bar with Gretchen Whitmer, you know what would really resonate? And I think it would help her. And I'm being objective when I say this. Not only do you go on the Joe Rogan podcast, but you sit there and you have drinks with him. Hell, you might even smoke weed with him. That would actually work for her because nobody knows anything about her, and she's very unrelatable. If she sat down and cracked three different beers over the course of 2.5 hours with Joe Rogan, that would be beneficial for her bottom line, and she doesn't do it.
And by the way, she went on an interview in, she's doing local interviews, obviously, because you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. You know, look what happened at Channel 6 when Kamala sat down. That was a banger, too, right? Remember when she sat down with a dude at Channel 6?
Yeah.
With the deep voice and the pretty hair?
Yeah, that's not me.
What's that guy's? No, not you.
Yeah, not me.
And not my boy over there with the great hair.
Greg.
Kevin Stock.
Greg
Stock. Not
Kevin
Stock.
Kevin Halls and Greg Stocker.
Everybody asks me all the time if I'm related to Kevin Stocker. Yeah. I am not. We have to break.
We got to take a quick break, Bruno. We'll come back.
Are we coming back?
Yeah, we're going
to
come back.
I got a lot of material today. I got so much to talk
about. I'm just going to sit back and let you go. I want to hear what you have to say.
I want to get into Larry Krasner, the most despicable scumbag trash human in Philadelphia history. A man who allows criminals to go out there and kill. He's responsible for more deaths in Philadelphia than the COVID-19, AIDS, and even, you just think, combine all the deaths, the 2020 riots. That's what he is. And then he's, you know, now he's going after Elon Musk, right? The guy, I posted a picture of it because he's getting ripped on Twitter, and he should. He is the most despicable human being ever allowed to serve in a political office in the city of Philadelphia. He should be ashamed. But you see it? So he's all going after Elon Musk. Doesn't he have a Tesla? Doesn't he owe back taxes? If we had a legit media in Philadelphia, this guy would never, ever go a day without being trashed. But they're all in bed with him. He's got a corrupt sheriff. He's got a corrupt DA's office. He's got minions working for him, protecting him. He doesn't answer. He's Kamala Harris. Stupid. But he's stupid like a fox. And so he's talking about election interference and he's going after Elon Musk. Meanwhile, I posted a picture of him today. A lot of people are reacting to it. In 2020, Larry Krasner and then the other guy, has anybody seen Jim Kenney in the last couple of years?
No.
Where the hell is Jim Kenney? Is he going to be wearing his elf suit and going down to the, you know, down to Center City and acting like Buddy the Elf again? Where is Jim Kenney? Luckily, even he was smart enough to know to get the hell out of Philadelphia and fade into Bolivia.
Yeah.
But the fact that Larry Krasner in 2020, talk about a guy who can pick winners, he was standing on a folding chair, metal chair, this video of it in pictures. Jim Kenney, he went to New Hampshire, and you know who he campaigned for? Not Joe Biden, not Kamala Harris, the worst candidate ever. Another phony, Pocahontas. He was up there. There's a picture, I posted it on my Twitter, of Larry Krasner standing on a folding chair like Hitler would be addressing. He's basically Hitler. And here he is supporting Pocahontas, Liz Warren. Talk about losers. So why would the DA of Philadelphia go campaign for Liz Warren in New Hampshire in 2020? What kind of a party loyalist is he? Does he hate Joe Biden? Does he hate Kamala Harris? We want winners, but Larry Krasner is a loser.
Well,
the fact that people keep voting for this guy in Philly, you get what you deserve. You get what you vote for.
Yeah.
Larry Krasner is Hitler.
Take that.
Wow.
And by the way, if you want winners,
yes,
we've got winners for you. How about that?
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, Tony Bruno, Nick Sirianni, he buzzes his head. They're 3-0 with the shaved. Now, he's not scalped down like you and I are. It's like a one guard. He used a one blade, but he's down to the bare basics, right? And they're undefeated.
You see, I'm letting it grow in. I'm going up by Nick Sirianni.
No, oh, nice.
You know, the top of the head.
Yeah, it looks good.
Clean, but I'm going full Santa Claus. I'm going full holiday season. And by the way, what will happen if Kamala Harris wins and she still hates Christmas? Remember when she says, there will be no Christmas this year.
No gifts
this
year.
No kidding, Kathy.
Yep. Yep. I'm going to tell my daughters, no gifts. Sorry, girls. Better luck
next year. By the way, speaking of that, tomorrow's Halloween.
Yeah.
Have you gone into a store and looked at the bags of Halloween? It's like $30 for a bag of bite size.
Yeah.
What do they call fun size? Remember fun size?
Yeah.
Who can have fun with a Kit Kat that's that big?
I'm going Halloween. I mean, I'm doing Halloween tomorrow as a middle class child.
Well, I grew up in a low class neighborhood, but that's, you know, look what happened to me.
Right.
But amazing thing is, people, you know what's going to happen? The one good thing about Halloween this year during Bidenomics is that we will save a lot of electricity as every house closes, shuts off their light, and pulls down the shades and pretends they're not home.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
Remember when people would do that?
Oh, yeah.
People would close the lights because they didn't want anybody coming to their house.
Yeah, don't leave your porch light on and nobody will knock, right? And if they do knock, then you have every right to, you know, take them out behind the woodshed like we used to do back in the day.
I'm the one who knocks. I'm the one who knocks.
Exactly. I want to get your thoughts on the Eagles, because everybody they were screaming for Sirianni's head. Hurts is a bum. Well, I need to see them beat a good team. Let's see if they can stop Joe Burrow. You know, after that first quarter, Tony, they really settled down. They're 5-2. They've got Doug Peterson and the Jaguars coming in. But you look at their schedule. They have the Cowboys, the Panthers, the Giants. I mean, for a team that apparently is garbage, I'm looking at the schedule right now at 5-2. They could legitimately be 12-5 or 13-4. And I still think some people are going to be like, yeah, I don't know how good they are, though, Tony.
Well, you know, that's the way Philadelphia. Yeah, I get it, especially sports talk. You got people, you know, they want. It's about making the phones ring. You know how it goes in sports radio.
Let's go to
done
the phones.
It for a long time. Yeah. That's, you know, you got to get the phones. If the phones aren't lit up, the program director goes nuts and says, "Oh, move on to another topic.
Yeah,
get it back to the Eagles."
Those program directors are wrong, by the way. Sorry,
yes, they are.
Or they end up in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Eagles.
And how about this? Speaking of the Bay Area, did you see the 49er fans and the media out there wanting to hang Nick Bosa?
No, I know.
Because he, like, jumped. Yeah, he jumps in at the end of a because Nick Bosa, and this is going to show you how tolerant the left is. I mean, let's be honest. San Francisco, I love the city. I was there for 17 years on the air every single morning. And so I love San Francisco. It's one of my favorite cities on earth. You know, Kamala Harris helped ruin it. But now you've got all the media people, all of the journalists out there in the Bay Area, basically calling out. And then in the USA Today, we got columnists calling for Nick Bosa to be put in a concentration camp.
Yeah, Mike Freeman.
These are the same people.
Yeah,
Mike Freeman used to be a great writer.
I know.
He wrote the first book on ESPN.
I used to work with him at Bleacher Report, and then he went insane.
He's become Keith Olbermann for the black community. Completely triggered. And so obviously USA Today, another dying rag that nobody gets. They don't even give it out in hotels anymore.
By the way, they won't endorse Kamala Harris. Did you see that? The USA Today is joining the Washington Post saying no thanks.
Mm-hmm. I'm holding out for the South Philadelphia Review. If anybody down there, Tom Cardillo or any of the people who write for the South Philadelphia Review, I'm not going to make my final vote when I send in my 13 mail-in ballots that I got in Pennsylvania. So I'm going to vote. I'm going to do, like, you know, mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania, and then I'm going to send them to Josh Shapiro.
Mm-hmm.
And then Josh Shapiro should be in handcuffs this morning for what happened in Pennsylvania yesterday. Josh Shapiro is a coward. Josh Shapiro needs to pay. When Bucks County did what they did yesterday and called it a misunderstanding, why is it always a misunderstanding when there's blatant, caught on tape, video proof that the Democrats are the party of garbage. Garbage is too good for them. What is the next step below garbage?
Trash?
You know, because I'm a... No, trash, you know, no, slop. You know,
slop.
When I grew up in South Philly, we used to have different trash cans.
Yeah.
We would put out... We didn't have recycling back then. The trash all went in one bag, except you know what didn't go in the bag? We would have the little can, the little metal can.
Yeah.
And we would put slop in there.
Yeah.
Slop is like, you know...
Your bacon grease.
Chicken bones... All that stuff,
yeah.
You know, lard, things. And then you'd put it out, and then you know who would come and pick it up?
Ew.
Not the garbage man, not Kamala Harris. It would be guys, pig farmers from New Jersey would come by and pick up the slop and throw it in the back of a truck.
Yeah.
I know it's old school, but the old people here, the old fogies like me will know.
Yeah.
Slop. That's what the Democratic Party is. That's what Josh Shapiro is. He's human slop.
We need to make slop great again, Tony.
Let's make slop great again.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
Where do we put our slop now when we have trash? Do you just throw it all in one bag now?
No, my old man back in the day, he used to take like his bacon grease out of the frying pan, and he put it in the empty Folgers tin canister from his coffee.
Exactly.
And he put the lid on that sucker.
Yeah.
Disgusting, my old man. You know,
so Josh Shapiro, Josh Shapiro should resign today. He's a coward. He's a crumb bum and a crumb tweet coward.
You're
all wrapped
creep.
Into one. I know.
You're
I mean, I want Don or anybody else to defend Josh Shapiro, a
You're
guy
a
who got stabbed
creep.
In the back. He got thrown into a trash truck by his own party because they're worried about
teasing
the pro-Hamas wing of the Democratic Party.
You are a ridiculous. Lush. I can tell by looking at you.
Yeah.
Well, I drink a cup. I'll drink occasionally, Mr. Mayor. But
damn right.
I'm not a drunk like Kamala Harris or Joe Biden.
You know,
or his wife.
I'm glad you brought up Bosa, by the way, because he does that flashing of the gold MAGA hat on Sunday Night Football. When
and now he's public enemy number one. Hey, 49ers. You don't want the guy? How about you send him to the Philadelphia Eagles or the Dallas Cowboys? I'm sure your fan base out, your woke fan base, really love seeing Joey Bosa on the Dallas Cowboys.
I hear Howie Roseman's looking for a pass rusher at the trade deadline. We'll take Bosa right now, and we'll enjoy him. But the hypocrisy of this, Tony, is he gets ridiculed for photobombing Melissa Stark as she's interviewing Brock Purdy with the MAGA hat. But I've got Greg Popovich this week lecturing me in a post-game press conference after the Spurs lose another game. I've got Doc Rivers, former Sixer coach with the Bucks,
one of the worst coaches in NBA history who got run out of Philly.
All these
coaches. I mean, Steve Kerr.
Yes, Steve Kerr, another one. And again, look, here's the thing.
They have a right to do that. I'm not denying Steve Kerr, any athlete, the right to go and pick a candidate. But when you're going to talk about Bosa is bad because he did a two-second thing with a MAGA hat on, and you want that guy in Gitmo, that means that you are mentally disturbed.
Well, and the biggest issue I have
I want to know this, Nick.
Yeah.
I want to know this. Will FEMA have money? If Donald Trump wins, will FEMA have enough funds to fix the destruction in every city in the United States if Donald Trump wins next week? How much money has Joe Biden allocated, besides the money now he's sending to Puerto Rico, which didn't ask for the money after the Tony Hinchcliffe? And by the way, that guy, Tony Hinchcliffe, he did the roast of Tom Brady. He's an insult comic.
Yeah.
Imagine now if Don Rickles were still around. And you've seen Don Rickles, the original insult comic. That's how triggered these people are. That's how mentally unhinged they are. People need, I don't know, when RFK Jr. gets in and he's going to do the healthy thing.
Make America healthy,
He needs to have research labs set up to try to figure out a cure for stage 12 Trump derangement syndrome.
Is it up to stage 12? I thought they capped it at stage 5.
No, they've taken it all the way up to 11 now.
I gotcha.
And each day that passes, the CNNs of the world, you turn on your TV, I have never seen a meltdown like this one during an election from the candidates and from the complicit, corrupt, slime bag, trash media.
Yeah,
I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
No, and I'm with you because the media is killing Bosa. And again, I have no problem. If Greg Popovich, Doc Rivers, Steve Kerr, these left-wing NBA coaches, if they want to campaign with Kamala Harris, endorse her, that's fine. But when you're in a post-game setting and it's about why you lost or why you won or answering, I don't need the unsolicited political endorsement in the moment of the sports arena. You want to show up at a rally in San Francisco if you're Steve Kerr on a Tuesday when you don't have a game and speak and put on a performance unlike Beyonce, knock yourself out. That's the beauty of this country. Just don't lecture me on the hypocrisy of Nick Bosa, and then you're going to sit there and give me a four-minute soliloquy, Greg Popovich, on why Donald Trump is the worst thing since Hitler. I mean, give me a break with that.
It is. And by the way, George Bush is, if you don't understand why all of these former Republican war hawks are jumping on the Kamala bandwagon because they all want their way back into the White House. The Liz Cheneys, they are looking for jobs to come back.
That's what they are. They're all hanger-on grifters. The people they called Hitler for many, many years, the Bushes, the Clintons, you know, all of these families. That's the one reason I want Trump to win. I want all of these criminal hangers-on who are now suddenly a drunk, like George Bush's drunk daughter is now jumping on the Kamala bandwagon. Well, you know, why not? The entire party is full of drunks and drug addicts who actually will vote for these people.
Tony Bruno breaking it down as only he
and
can.
By the way, Buck Sexton,
uh-oh,
don't focus so much on Joe Biden's dementia that you forget he's been an a-hole for 50 years. Boom. End of story. Exclamation point.
Tony just wiped out Buck Sexton. 9:18 in the morning. About that.
No, I gave him love. He's absolutely nailed it.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe
you know,
he said
that. After the comment about the garbage people, don't focus on his dementia that you forgot he's actually been a total a-hole for 50 years.
There you go.
Accomplishing nothing, never, ever had a real job in the private sector, much like Kamala Harris.
Tony Bruno. Enjoy the rest of your day, pal.
Thank you. I'm okay now. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to go out and take a nice walk.
I'm going to go burn a heater.
I'm going to go out and chill.
Yeah. There he
put
is.
On a little Enigma.
Enya.
Enigma. Enigma's good. Enya's great.
Enya, yeah.
But Enigma. You remember Enigma?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to end your segment right now.
All right.
Good one.
Get out of here.
All right, all you garbage people.
Yeah.
All right, all you white trash.
Yeah.
The trashes of all coverage. Let's get together. Let's put our trash out today. Let's put Kamala Harris and Joe Biden in the trash, in the dustbin of history.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Go hang out with your South Florida deplorables. See you, buddy. Love you.
Love you, Tom.
All right, guys. There good night, is. Everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Eagles.
Yes,
good night, everybody.
Yep.
Eagles.
There we go.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.